Today's piece of content is something I would have never wanted to make. This is my tribute to the late Ebel Wong. Born in 1972, Ebel grew up in the Midwest of the United States. But he wanted to be somewhere else, somewhere he belonged. I quote, "I wanted to be in California, cause clearly that's where I belonged. Or somewhere in the West Coast. I definitely didn't belong in the Midwest." End quote. Due to personal situations and the fact that he already had a son when graduating college, Ebel never moved to California. He moved instead to Houston, Texas, where the cost of living was cheaper. But when the time was right, Ebel and his wife did move away from Texas and decided to settle in the Seattle area, in the Pacific Northwest of the US, because, and I quote, "That's the corporate headquarters for Microsoft, and I wanted to be where the action was. I wanted to see what it was like." End quote. Ebel has worked at Microsoft for over 7 years, in different roles, but always focusing on cloud and especially on DevOps. After being a cloud developer's advocate and eventually the lead DevOps advocate in Donovan Brown's team, in March of 2021, Ebel was promoted to Principal Program Manager and worked as Technical Assistant to the CTO of Azure, Mark Rusinovich. Surely Ebel would have shined in his new role if only he would have had more time on this earth.
DevOps is ridiculously important. And remember, DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value to our end users.
If you are into DevOps, you most certainly know who Ebel was and what he did. Also known with the nickname Ebel Squidhead, he used to be a speaker at many technical events and conferences, and also either a host or guest of countless videos. Just search for his name or nickname on Channel 9, YouTube, and other content platforms, and the list of results is impressive. But it is not just the quantity which is impressive. The quality of Ebel's work is even more impressive. He was, hands down, one of the most passionate DevOps practitioners I've ever had a pleasure to listen to. Actually, he was one of the most passionate people in everything he did. IT, music, you name it. You could really feel he was in love with his job, with technology, and with all he was doing. Ebel loves sharing his broad knowledge with everyone in any possible occasion.
Work is easy and it's incredibly fun for me. And I know it's not majorly fun for most people or a lot of people, but I love it. I love what I do. So to me, it's a great escape, right?
If you had a chance to listen to Ebel live or watch one of the videos he's in, chances are you've been immediately hooked up by his style, his passion, and his delivery. Anyone interacting with him could immediately tell what a great human being he was. Aside from programming, music was Ebel's greatest passion. He was a classically trained violinist and an avid guitarist. He had played violin for many years in his youth, and he was also playing with a rock band for fun. In many of his videos, you can see a wall of guitars as background, and in fact, playing his guitars is what Ebel loved to do in his free time. So much so that friends and colleagues also started calling him the rockstar. And this video Ebel posted on Twitter clearly explains why. And let's not forget about running. Ebel was a real hardcore runner. He was indeed training hard for running the Great Wall Marathon, which, as the name says, is an annual marathon race on a section of the Great Wall of China, east of Beijing. Unfortunately, he's never made it. Ebel was diagnosed with cancer about 3 years ago. After a month of surgeries and chemotherapy, he was eventually able to beat it. Ebel was cancer-free. But in March 2021, he was diagnosed again, this time with stage 4 cancer. Doctors told him the cancer had spread everywhere and gave him a 14% survival chance with therapy. 14% survival chance. This is something that would have broken anyone, but being the wonderful human being he was, Ebel's reaction was to fight.
My choice was to do nothing and die in 2 months and they'd make me really comfortable, or I could fight. And I've never been one to give up, and I still have a lot to live for. I have all sorts of stuff I still want to do. So I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's fight. How bad can it be? I did it once before. This should be easy, right?
When asked how he could stay positive throughout everything that he was going through, this was Abel's answer.
Life is hard for all of us. All of us, it's hard, right? In some certain ways. And you can't wait until life isn't hard enough to decide to be happy. So I decide to be happy every day that I can.
Positivity as a decision. That is the kind of person Abel was.
I have today. I have tomorrow. I think I have next week. I probably have next month. Right. So let's see what happens, right?
Unfortunately, a couple of weeks after the recording of that video, the disease took Abel away. Away from his family, to which I want to offer my deepest sympathy, and from all of us, colleagues, friends, followers. Knowing the kind of person Abel was, I'm sure he didn't want a bunch of sad stuff happening in relation of his dying. So if you want to post something in the comments below, post a good, perhaps fun or funny memory you have about him. That's how he would want to be remembered. A fun, energetic, inspiring guy. If there is one thing you should remember from all the things Abel has taught us throughout the years, this is what I would choose.
Never accept the defaults. We can always make it better.
Abel was an incredible person, an inspiration for myself and many other people. He will be sorely missed. Goodbye, Abel. We all miss you.